Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie. Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Ask the experts in our 17 showrooms nationwide. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Up to 6,000 people are in direct provision who have been granted leave to remain, having successfully claimed asylum, but are still living in centres because they're unable to access housing. Now, in recent weeks and months, measures to move some of those people out of direct provision have increased. Many have received letters informing them they need to leave their accommodation by early July. Well, Brian O'Connell has been following this story for us. So these letters I mentioned there, Brian, some of them were issued in March, were they?
In March this year, that's correct. I mean, roughly one in six people in direct provision have been granted leave to remain, it's called. So essentially, they don't need to be there anymore. But for various reasons, they're still living in centres. I suppose because of pressures on the system, we had been hearing in recent months that many people were being written to. They were told they could no longer remain in direct provision and they're essentially been asked to leave or effectively been evicted. Some are being advised to present to homeless services. And then the date given in some cases is the 4th or 5th of July, when they have to be out of direct provision. I've tried to find out how many people are being asked to leave. We know 1,200 people with permission to remain have left state accommodation in the first 3 months of this year. That compares to just over 730 in 2022 and just over 2,000 last year.
And you have spoken to some of those who've been told now that they have to leave.
Well, both of the women I spoke to are single mums. Both are working. They've been in the centres for years and they have received their papers. The issue they have is, despite it attending multiple viewings for property, neither of them have been able to secure accommodation. So they're now essentially faced with having to present to homeless services because they've been told they have to leave direct provision by July the 5th. This woman told me about her situation.
I've been in the centre since 2019.
And when did you get your papers?
I got my papers sometime after May in 2021.
What has been happening in the intervening years?
I've been working and I've been searching for a place to move to for the past few years and nothing has come. I don't know whether it's because it's me just being, not to be racial or anything, but when you are a black woman or a person of race, we send out so many emails and no response has come. At the moment, we have received letters since February. I've received a letter that if I don't get a place on the 5th of July, I'll be moved to down in the country. So I don't know where this down in the country is.
And you're working at the moment?
I am working at the moment. So that means when I moved down to the country, it's me leaving my job, me and my child leaving school.
Would you be prepared to pay for the centre you're in at the moment if that was the issue?
If it was the issue, I would, because at this very moment, I don't want to lose my job. It's very stressful. I'm in a position where I'm just moving, but I'm not seeing where I'm going.
So your message to government would be what?
Give us the help that we need to transition. That's all we need. Just the help, the little help that we need for transitioning. It's not that we want to stay in these centres. We do not like it in the centres as well. Mm-hmm. But help a person to move from this centre into the next place.
So I also spoke to someone, Claire, based in the west of Ireland. They've been trying for a long time to get out of direct provision as well. And she now also faces the prospect of having to present to homeless services on July 5th with her children.
I got my papers 2 years ago. And I've since been looking for a house, but I've been unable to find one. I'm a single parent of three.
Tell me when you got this letter.
I think it was in March or thereabouts. But prior to that, there were officials from IPAS that came to talk to us about moving out. And we did explain to the people that came that we've been trying to look for accommodations and nothing seems to be forthcoming. I think they are of the opinion that we are comfortable where we are and we don't want to leave. I personally am not comfortable here. I've been here for 10 years and I don't think this is kind of a living circumstances that I foresee for myself.
You want to move?
I do desperately want to move.
So you were told you have to leave by when?
By the 5th of July.
Where are you going to go?
I don't know. I have no idea. The officials that came to talk to us prior to issuing the letter did told us that we should contact the county council that approved our HAP and let them know that we will be homeless soon. Do not know where these emergency accommodation centers are. It might be in Donegal. It might be anywhere. We don't know. So leaving this place now and my kids, the lives that they've known, their friends, their school and everything, it's just been difficult explaining to them that we just have to leave.
I know you put some of the questions to the department. We'll come to that. But it's an issue that we've spoken about before in Barasakane and County Tipperary. Local people there held a public meeting in recent days. They're determined to stop efforts, Brian, to prevent evictions from a local centre.
Exactly. The local community in Barasakane held a meeting. They're not happy because they say in 2019 the community received the commitment there would be integration between international protection applicants who are in the Riverside Centre and the local community. Now, local TD Alan Kelly says this integration has actually worked very well in the past 5 years, but now many of the residents in that centre, some 20 families, they've been given eviction notice, and Deputy Kelly wants government to find a solution.
We have a unique situation in Ireland in Barasakane. Barasakane bucked the trend, and I was very proud to be a TD for that town in 2019 when they welcomed IPA residents to the town. Now in 2024, the town is going to fight to keep those same residents because they have all integrated. There are 27 children in primary school. There are 10 in secondary school and 11 have gone on to third level. And in my political career, I rarely ever saw such an emotional meeting whereby the people in Barasakane are now going to stand up and fight to keep these residents in situ. At the end of the day, Roger Kilgorman's department is the Department of Integration. So now, why would you throw that away? These people now have status. They are entitled to HAP. And ultimately, these 96 people could end up on homeless services, which would cost the taxpayer even more. So from an economic point of view, it is also ridiculous. These people are facing eviction. This is not acceptable. This is not the way we should treat people. These people are entitled to be treated with respect, and scattering them to the four corners of Ireland, breaking up this community, taking 27 children out of local primary school is not the way to do things.
Now, previously, the government, the department in charge here, they defended their decision to issue the notices in the case of that situation in Tipperary.
Yes, and I went back to the department in recent days, and what they've said is they understand the situation is very challenging, but they say they are responding to an emergency situation now. They say the residents who've been offered the transfer away from the centre have been there at least 2 years this July. Each family was notified, they say, in February and March, and they say there are supports in place to try and help people transfer. They say accommodation such as the Riverside in Barasakane is required, and it's contracted to provide accommodation for those persons who are in the international protection process.
Now, you spoke to an agency working on the ground in many centres. They're trying to help people who are in this situation facing homelessness.
And it's a very difficult position they find themselves in. I spoke to Killian Quinn. He's Policy and Programmes Coordinator with the charity Action Aid. The charity wrote to Minister O'Gorman and has said that the uncertainty of what's going to happen on the 5th of July, it's having considerable negative impacts on the women they work with. The charity wants the department to reduce the stress on women and children and to essentially extend an exemption from the eviction to parents with children.
So I've been working with lone parents living in direct provision, and many of them are facing these letters that they got in about March of this year, and they have no idea what's going to come July 5th. They're being told that they need to find alternative accommodation and haven't received any other information regarding what's going to happen on that date. The women that I'm specifically working with have children in the area. They're going to the local GAA clubs, they're in the local schools, and they want to try and keep their kids that kind of stable life and keep them in those communities. And they don't want to try and be transferred to anywhere. From women in Cork that I'm working with could potentially be sent to Donegal for all they know come July 5th.
In situations where we have people living in tents, I suppose government is trying to make space available.
But what I'd say back to that is, well, there's one part that it is the government's commitment to integration. It's in the title of the minister's name. And so that's a big part of it that needs to happen. But then in terms of the what's happening on Mount Street and in terms of, you know, the tents that are coming up along the canal, that by creating this crisis is not going to avert that crisis. We already have incredible child homelessness in this country. What's going to happen to these parents and their children come July 5th? But it's just they already have a precedence in place for exemptions for people over the age of 65 with medical or welfare needs to be transferred. And I would argue that really this should extend to people with children, because like the Ombudsman for Children has highlighted, the risk of children in indirect provision, but it would be incredibly more so sending them to temporary accommodation, which has been reported to be much worse than a lot of these centres.
And that's Cillian Quinn from ActionAid. So, Brian, you asked the department how many notices have been issued and what advice they're giving to people now.
Well, the department say, given the current accommodation demands and Ireland's legal obligation to provide accommodation, those who've held a permission to remain for a considerable length of time, as we heard in Barsacane, it's over 2 years, they are being transferred or asked to leave this emergency accommodation. The department understands this can be quite challenging, but they say they're responding to an emergency situation. There are support in place, for example, Peter McVerry Trust, the Department of Housing, local government and heritage, local authorities, they are all trying to help families who are trying to transition out of these situations. And in just in terms of the numbers, it's quite interesting looking at this year, the first 4 months of this year, 1,600 people with status have progressed out of direct provision centres. That's very high compared to last year. So last year, for the whole of the year, there were 2,000, and in last year was an increase of 270% on the year before. So you can really see now there are moves there to try and move people who have their status out of direct provision. But I suppose the question is, where do they go?
Brian, thank you very much for bringing us that report. That's Brian O'Connell.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.